Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, please recognize Representative Arms for the pages.
Representative Arms, you're recognized for a presentation to show our appreciation to the pages.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, as the pages come out today, I've got several, and we're going to move as quickly as we can because I know we have a lot of bills to get through, and I appreciate your patience. But I'm going to tell you something. This is probably one of the best civics lessons that a young person can have, is to come serve as a page in the House or the Senate. And we've got a great group this week that's done this. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to dispense with the citations. I'll tell you who's getting them, but I'm going to move as quickly as we can. The first thing that I want to do before we start talking about young people is I want three, okay, I'm going to say not so young people, but they're still young people. Ray, I want you right down here in front. Karen, Ashley, where's Zach? Is he here? Zach's here. Arnella Cargis is downstairs, I believe, working. David White, where's David? You know, this PAGE program doesn't just happen. And it's not just Don Arms. I'm the director, and that's fine, but I got a lot of people that I rely on a great deal to make things happen. And I think that we need to stop just a minute and appreciate some of the work that goes into this program. This is a great opportunity for you to have kids from your district come to this Capitol and learn a lot about what we do, and then they go back, and it's a lifetime memory. They make lifetime friends. It's a great program. I want to talk about, just a minute, the people that make it happen. First of all, probably the one that gets the least amount of thanks and does the absolute yeoman's work, because it's a tremendous job, is in the organization part, is my assistant, Ashley Pena. Ashley, thank you. She's been doing this 3 years now. I've had the actual, been in charge of the PAGE program 5 years. She's been doing it 3. She's just now starting to gripe a little bit. No, she's really not. Karen Kipton right here is the next one. Karen, absolutely, and Ray. You know Karen and Ray. They're here all the time. Let's thank them. These people absolutely do it without any whining, without anything like that. It's just amazing what happens. It's like herding cats, if you haven't noticed. Karen always goes into panic mode when I say, Karen, it's time to introduce the pages. The floor leader's antsy. Gather them up. She always does. We hadn't missed one yet. Hadn't lost a page yet. Got a couple of young men that have helped also with the mock legislature. Zach Pryan is right here. Zach, we appreciate you. Zach. He's been doing, but serving as the reading clerk and all for Pageville, the mock legislature and all. He is leaving the Capitol, by the way, and we have a citation. I'm going to give that to you afterwards. But we have a citation for him. He's leaving in pursuit of a law degree. Zach, we appreciate all you've done. And David White is here. He's an intern for Representative Denny. He's helped with preparing the House pages for the mock legislature and donated his personal time to attend Pageville on Tuesday evenings, and we thank David for all that. And somewhere in this building is Arnella, and we all know Arnella. She's the little firecracker redhead that just walks around here at 90 miles an hour. She does a whole lot of the stuff for this page, the mock legislature. So if you see her in the hall somewhere, tell her thank you. All right, let's get to the pages of the week right quick. Christina Favalora, did I say that right? Christian Favalora, I'm sorry, Christian Favalora. Is that correct? All right, he's here with Representative Sky McNeil. He is one of the pages. Wave your hand, Christian. There you go. Thank you. The other page of the week this week is Lindsay Grossfeld. Where's Lindsay? There's Lindsay right there. She's here with Representative Brian Reniger. And we have three pages from Oilton, Oklahoma here today. And we have three pages in the Senate from Oilton. Here's the Oilton kids. All these three, I mean, we've got the whole town of Oilton here today, I think. That was kind of a special deal. I think Sky McNeil and Joel took them to lunch, didn't you? Took the whole Oilton community. I don't know what they're going to do if anything breaks out at home. They're in trouble. But great community there. We've got John Fraser here. He can be seen at, where's John? He can be seen in upcoming productions of the Lyric Theater. He's also here paging for Representative Cooksey. Just got some great kids here. There's Mitchell Farrell, or I'm sorry, Michelle. I need to get my glasses. Is the second of 13 children. Where's Michelle? There she is. She is the... She She's the second of 13 children. Every one of them are homeschooled. She's also a red belt in Taekwondo. I guess she's been the bouncer this week. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the last week. These kids, all year long, this group's been exceptionally good. Let's thank all of them for all their work. They're tremendous assets to our program.
Thank you, Representative Arms, and thank you to all of our pages. Mr. Forley.